Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Welcome to the first annual Let's Make Michael Ball Uncomfortable Awards. Ballsy is a very, not known to be a modest human being, but I gotta tell you, after hearing of your award win last night, you are you're very humble this morning. You're very you're being very shy about
I was
this.
Shocked. Yeah, I was emceeing the dinner of champions for the Thunder last night at the International Trade Center. By the way, they dressed that room up big time. There's 550 people there. Wally Buono was there. Yeah. Interviewed him and his daughter, Christy. That was great. And then, we're handing out awards, like different community awards, like RMF Volunteer Award went to Randy Smith. Randy O'Shaughnessy won a coaching award.
This is all well and good, but let's talk about how
I call up my good friend, Marco Ricci, a friend of the show. Right. And on my sheet, it says, the award's going to Wanda Heron, who is she's active in the community of football at Esteban and here doing photographs and stuff and coached. And so Marco starts talking and he keeps referring to, and I'm in the back, right? Like after I introduce somebody at the podium, I go stand off to the side and I'm looking at my sheet as a good MC would do. What's up next? What's up next? And I keep hearing Marco say he, and I'm like, Marco, in my mind, I'm like, Marco, you're screwing up. It says Wanda.
Right.
And then I start listening a little closer and he's talking about me. And I was like, oh, man. So, yeah, Murad Al-Khatib, the president, he pulled a fast one on me and gave me the Lifetime Achievement Award, the Murray Sawa Lifetime Achievement Award for, like, community involvement and dedication of football.
Wow. So, well, congrats,
good.
Man.
No, I love amateur football. I like promoting the kids and stuff. So, yeah that was it's a nice honor, nice plaque I got. No, Chad, there was no restaurant gift certificate or money.
Was there
a
cake? Was there
no
a cake with your face on it?
No cake, nothing. No, it was good. Just a great honor. And what do you say? I don't have a speech. I have nothing.
Yeah. Well, I'm very proud of you.
I didn't cry or anything, though. I didn't cry. Held it together.
Man, that is
it's a nice plaque.
Like you're not dying, are you?
Well, that's what I thought. Lifetime achievement. Either you're on your way out the door work-wise, retiring, they're pushing you out, or you're dying. And I haven't heard anything here at work. And
well, I did get an email the other day.
From your doctor? From my doctor?
No, from our boss.
Oh.
Saying, how devoted are you to your co-host? Kidding. No, congratulations,
if
man.
If I do
awesome.
Die, though, I'm doing it on the air. And if I were to die over here in the corner, would you give me mouth-to-mouth to save me?
Not with whatever that is on your lip right now. That's a cold sore. Anyway, stop deflecting. Be proud.
Yes.
Be proud of the award. See, this is what you're doing. This is your mechanism now.
You're a counselor.
Because what you do is you're always jokey and you always love to be the I'm cocky Michael Ball. Yeah, but when something serious comes along, you shy away from it. No, I want you to really genuinely enjoy this.
I think you should
be proud.
I was
yourself.
Shocked. I got a standing ovation. It was
good.
All good. I appreciate.
Well,
it.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Thank you, my
and
friend.
And we're all proud of you here at the Wolf. Now and I honestly had no idea you were going to win this award. I had no.
Did
heads
you
up.
Know?
No, I had no heads up on this. None.
Well, I didn't know either.
Well, I mean, I don't think you deserve it, but I'm just saying. Come on, I couldn't let you have it all.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning to Mr. Premier Scott Moe. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. It's awesome to have you on the show, my friend. So how was the trip to D.C.? Did you and Trump hang out?
Yeah, no, we didn't. We missed one another this time, but generally we try to.
Yeah, okay. you guys have, a wine and cheese and just hang out.
So big question. I don't want to go politics here, but are you closer with Trump or Trudeau?
That's close. And I've never met Trump, but it's still close.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. All okay. Right, so it's summer, my friend. It's summer season here, okay? Are you big barbecue? Like, what do you like to do in the summer, my friend?
Oh, yeah. That's how you survive in the summer, either a restaurant or barbecue. And we barbecued last night. I got home yesterday afternoon, and just about every night I'm home. I try to block my time out when I am home, yeah. And I try to cook supper for myself and my wife and anyone else that will actually stop in, and that's the only way I don't actually use the oven.
Premier Scott Moe joining us. What's your go-to meal then on the barbecue? What do you do?
We've been doing a lot of fish and chicken. Steak is obviously, you know, everybody goes to steak throughout the summer, but we've been doing some different kinds of fish and chicken. Actually, I'm going fishing for a day here tomorrow, and I'm hoping to come back with a few and be able to barbecue them next time I'm home.
Well, that doesn't shock me. You're from Shelbrooke, so, I mean, lots of good fishing around that area.
Yeah, absolutely. There's lakes upon lakes, and yeah, you're only a few hours from the north where even I can catch a fish up there.
is that how you de-stress, Premier, like fishing? What do you do to kind of get away from the stresses of the office?
If you can get to a lake where there's no cell service and so you can't check your emails or anything like that, that is absolutely perfect. But you don't want to be too far away that you actually worry about not having it. But if you can get there for even an afternoon, it's perfect. You know, that's what I try to do now for myself.
Yeah.
Over the years that we've had the opportunity to raise our family here, we've always been outdoors in the wintertime, obviously in the hockey rink, but also our daughter was competitively cross-country skiing.
Oh, cool.
In the summertime, we'd get out with quad. We had a lot of water sports. We really tried to... We moved back here in 2003 with the very specific intent to expose our children to the great environment that we have here. And in the summertime, that includes all of the lakes that we have around, the fishing, the water sports, the wakeboarding, the water skiing, all of that, the swimming. My daughter actually is still a lifeguard in the summers today.
Oh, cool.
Oh, good. Well, hopefully she never has to save me, but that could be.
Me neither.
Premier Scott Moe joining us. So when you got into office, I mean, of course you knew Brad Wall ahead of time, so maybe you kind of got the heads up, but was it exactly what you expected, or were there some shockers getting into the premiership?
I had sat in caucus for a number of years under Brad Wall's leadership and in cabinet for a number of years, so I had the opportunity to see a lot of how things worked.
Yeah.
I think probably the one thing that still surprises me a little bit is you have all of your caucus members and your ministers that are, you know, very much up to date what's happening in the corners of the province, in you know, the very downtowns of our urban centers, and they bring that information in. The ministers are working on their respective files, whether it be health or highways or education. And so what I do now isn't as detailed as maybe what I was used to doing before,
right?
Because you're kind of, you have one finger or one foot in everything as opposed to really diving into a specific topic. So if there's anything that's different, that's it.
Right.
But, you know, other than that, I did have a pretty good view of someone that I thought was a really great leader, in Brad Wall. And so, and I'm just so fortunate to, you know, that he's still around and available.
Premier Moe, so, you know, it gets to be tense there. I talk about relieving stress. Do you have any, like, do you pull any pranks on anybody? Yeah, Does anybody pull any pranks on you? Any lighthearted stuff there behind closed doors?
Don Morgan would be the largest prankster in the building by far.
Yeah.
Most of what he does, I believe, is legal, and he says it's legal because he's the attorney general.
What's the best arable prank he's pulled?
So you don't ever leave your phone unlocked or your computer unlocked or anything of that nature,
right?
Because you may find out that if he has gotten a hold of it, that you've resigned your position, you've quit and you've left the building or anything like that. And he will send out a mass email, explaining in great detail your resignation and why actually you resigned. Usually it's a problem with a coworker. It usually takes a few hours to bring this back together, and he's done that many times.
That's funny. Premier, before I let you go, getting to know Premier Scott Moe here seems like a real cool dude. So it's prom season. Do you remember your prom?
Just like it was yesterday.
Well, did you take a date?
Well, I did. I took my wife. My wife and I have been together for quite a number of years. I took her to my graduation. It was a graduation in town.
Yeah.
And then I attended hers as well. So we've been together that long. Actually, 26 years. We were together here on May the 15th.
Do you remember your wedding song?
My wedding song?
Yeah, like your first dance song. Do you remember that?
No.
Well, we better end this here.
What year did you get married? Sorry?
1993. I remember that. And I remember it was May 15th. I thought that was enough.
So that's pretty good. Was it Billy, you know what,
maybe
right.
something
you
from Billy Ray Cyrus or Garth Brooks or something. Awesome. Okay.
I think Ballsy's trying to get you in trouble.
And last thing. It's summer, right? People like to drive around muscle cars. Are you a muscle car guy, a sports car guy?
Yeah, I would love a muscle car. You know, to have a Chevelle with a 396 big block in it or one of the, you know, an older Mustang. I actually threatened buying one a number of years ago, and my wife and I had that discussion, and it, so the vote was her to me.
Okay, hold on. Had a discussion? Really?
Yeah.
There was a back and forth here?
Well, I thought I should mention to her if I was going to go do something like this. So we compromised.
I'm sure there was compromise.
What'd you get?
I compromised.
What'd you get?
I went and bought a new Skidoo, and I put some loud pipes on it and whatnot, and a quad, and did it that way. But, you know, the most interesting, well, I'll save that for another discussion.
Okay. Well, I gotta say this, a good move by your wife, because with the carbon tax, that Chevelle would have cost you a lot of money.
Okay, all right. 26 years of marriage, and it sounds like we should end this so you can have 27. Premier Scott Moe joining us, thank you so much for taking some time, and have a great weekend. Enjoy your fishing.
You guys have a wonderful weekend as well.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I was feeling good yesterday. Sat outside with the little guy for a little while. It was
nice.
Just to kind of sit out on the blanket in the yard and chill. Man, it's crazy how we take advantage of the outdoors. Like, we don't care about it. And even though we sit and talk about, in Saskatchewan, we talk about how we can't wait for summer to get here. And then when it gets here, I don't know if you're like me. I know you're not. You take advantage of the outdoors a little bit more than I do. But I don't take full advantage of it. And it was nice to
sleep. I can't have a nap this time of year. Like, it's maybe a 20-minute cat nap. I was on the bike. I was walking around. I was doing a bunch of stuff. Yeah, no, it's... And I'm now in a condo right now, so it just kills me that I don't have a yard.
Oh, yeah.
But I called you yesterday, and you said, I got to go with my son. He's sucking on the Walmart cart.
Yeah, we were doing some shopping, and everybody's had that moment with their kid, right? You look down, and you're just like, oh my God, don't touch the cart.
Sucking
oh God,
on the Walmart.
What are you doing? And then I see, I turn around, and I see his mouth down on like
slobbering.
The hand part, like where you put your hand.
Man.
And I'm just like, oh, gross, dude, no. And then part of me is like, well, I guess that makes him stronger.
He's going to have a lip like Uncle Ballsy right away.
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah.
Come on.
Did you get him any Raptors gear at Walmart?
No. That's another thing, too. I just want to say this.
You want to talk about it later?
Yeah, okay. We'll talk Raptors here in just a few minutes.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Mark Havick with the Rider Store, the director of retail marketing. Now, Mark, you're looking great, man. Man, you look like $1 million.
Well, thank you. Feeling good. Yeah, that's great.
I love the polo shirt. Now, you brought in a John Ryan New Era jersey. Now, I'm going to ask you, I know you're still selling jerseys. Rider fans are Rider fans, but one thing when they called me after the game, it's hard to identify with the guy. We don't put names on the back, but I imagine these John Ryan jerseys are selling.
Yeah, John Ryan is selling great right now, and people love him. You know, local kid, right? And and did great in the U.S., came back to Canada, and we're super happy to have him, and the jerseys are selling great.
Now, is there much of a difference to these jerseys? I don't notice a lot, but you're more the expert than we are.
Yeah, not a ton. There's a few little things. I mean, the whole jersey, actually, the one that we're selling at retail, is completely different. It's a whole new fabric. It's a whole new design. But really, the style and the look of it on field is very similar. And that's, we wanted to keep that. We were really happy with our look, and we really wanted to keep it, keep it constant.
It's like this paraphernalia business is like a cell phone business. It's like everything's always changing, right? You got to do that. So how often in the business do you guys, not just even between companies, but look at changing jerseys?
Yeah, I think we're always looking at different, you know, things, right? And we're looking at how we're looking on the field, what the, you know, the trends might be, any special events and things that are coming up. So you're always kind of looking at it, but really you're trying to find a kind of a rhythm, maybe 5, 7, 10 years where you can, you know, maybe do like a wholesale change if that fits. Again, everybody's got a little different style, and it's really a bit of a team philosophy, but that's what we're looking for.
I'm not a big fan of the pickle look, green on green, but you explained it to me one time that it kind of didn't, the lineage didn't match up with the pants and the jersey.
Yeah, you know, when we actually designed the uniforms originally, we had green jerseys, white pants.
Right.
We still have that option, but, you know, a lot of the players really liked the way that the stripes down the side lined up, and so they really kind of pushed for the green on green. And again, at the end of the day, we want, you know, players look good, they play good, so we want to make sure that they're happy, and it's really grown on me for sure.
You know, I actually like the pickle look. I really do. It's one of my favorite looks the Riders have ever had. So when it comes down to the jerseys, I mean, there is a different, of course, you said there's a different retail one, and of course the players wear a different one as well. So what is the difference? A dummy like me, what's the difference?
Yeah, well, pro jerseys are quite a bit different. They're really different in the shoulder, so they're going to fit the shoulder pads properly, right, and they're going to be really long because players tailor them, so they actually like them shortened up. Ballsy will know this from his days. They want to shorten them up. They want to tighten them up. And so,
especially linemen.
Yeah, they're not very...
You don't want anything for anybody to grab onto.
Yeah, they're not very fashion friendly. They're very much functional, right?
Right, yeah.
But even that, I mean, the really savvy watcher will notice that New Era has really done an interesting job of tweaking the on-field jersey, making it fit the shoulder pads better. It's going to be a little bit tighter across the chest, a little bit wider in the neck. So players, so far, the feedback's been really, really good, and we're looking forward to seeing them hit the field.
I know we're going to let you go here, but one quick thing, other thing about the jersey that I want to ask about, one other thing, but black jerseys, I always get this. Are they ever going to go blacks? Because everybody liked the all blacks back in the day in the Shiver Barrett era.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm a big fan of the black jersey as well. And it, you know, it's one of these things, again, we talk about things a lot. But you never know. We had a black jersey on the drawing board a few years ago, to be honest with you, and didn't make the cut. And it's something you're always sort of going back and forth on. But we know that we're green and white first and foremost. Yeah, and we want to make sure that we hold on to that. And you never know. We're always working on new things. So there may be things down the road.
You sure are, because every time I go into that Rider store, man, I'm just like, where do you guys get the ideas for this? How do you guys, like, you are a busy, busy guy.
Yeah, well, again, we're always trying to look for something new, something people haven't seen before, and we have such a great fan base that just support us so well, and we've got to give them something new to look at every time they come in.
They got cool hats, too. They got this chrome one with the big chrome S.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I've got the all black one.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. So, and lastly, like, how long does it take you to plan? Like, for instance, we've got the Grey Cup coming in 2020. Have you already started your planning with regards to memorabilia for that? How far out do you plan?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, in June here coming up, we'll start buying for next season. So that's how quickly we need to go. So that's always a lot of fun. Can you guys tell me how the record's going to be, what we're going to sell this year, what we're going to be like next year? So there is a lot that goes into it, but it does take that long to get the products made and delivered. So
I got to give a little inside fact here before we let Mark go. Look, Mark is a football fan, and Mark knows football. Like, he doesn't just know jerseys. He came up to me at the call, one of the call-in shows after the game. He goes, "This is what's going to happen," and he laid out the rest of the schedule for us.
Yeah.
To a T, he picked exactly how the regular season would end, and you didn't pick the semifinal, right? Neither did I. We thought we'd beat Winnipeg, but to a T, and it was like a 9-game stretch. It was unreal.
Well, Mark, you're coming to Vegas with me, buddy.
Sounds good. I'm in.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So let's do what every other radio show in the country is doing right now. Are you ready?
Yeah. 1, 2.
Oh, oh, how about those Raptors?
Oh, Kawhi Leonard, love him.
I believe it's Kawhi.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, I like Van Fleet. Serge Ibaka. I've always loved Serge Ibaka.
You know me, I've been a fan of the Raptors since the early 80s when old Long Legs McGee used to jam it down the old, what do you call that, net. That's what it is.
Yeah, my favorite's Vance Carter.
Oh, Vance Carter, what a great golfer, too. And I've always said, you know me, Raptors equal life. Yeah. And without the Raptors, I don't know what I would do.
Now, it's great for basketball that they're doing so well. And I guess, you know, I'm not a huge Drake fan. I mean, I know he's popular.
He's got nothing to do with the team. No. And that's the thing.
It drives me nuts, though.
I know it drives you nuts, but he's got nothing to do with the actual play on the court and what the players do. I mean, Drake just... And you got to rule that out. I'm just... I think it's great that the Raptors are doing what they're doing. But I'm going to be one of those people that are brutally honest with you when I say... I don't know anything about the team. I don't know anything about basketball.
It's good that they're doing so well because it'll maybe increase the popularity of the game. You know, people maybe get turned on a bit to basketball. But
when's the next game?
Saturday.
Is it Saturday?
I guess Saturday. Yeah.
Okay, so I might watch it because I haven't watched a game yet.
Well, you're a big Rod Black fan too.
Does he do the play-by-play?
No, but he's the host on the sidelines.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that then.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hello to the Tornado Hunter, Greg Johnson. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good, man. So, speaking of tornadoes, you were just married in January. How's that going?
Well, yeah, that's been the tornado around here. It's been fun, though.
Tell you what, Candy Bo Bandy, as we like, I know that's one of her handles on social media. She works in our building. What a cool chick. Dude, I know you're a good guy, but as we like to say in the football world, you outkicked your coverage.
Yeah, I know. I'm definitely hitting above my weight on that one.
Yeah. Okay, so now that you're a married man, does she get worried that you go into the heart of these? Like, some guys could go fishing or hunting. You go into the heart of a tornado.
Yeah, no, she actually, you know, it allows her to get to bed earlier. Because I'm out of town, you know.
Yeah, I get you. I understand. Greg Johnson joining us, a tornado hunter. How's your life insurance policy, bud?
Yeah,
it's working pretty good. I haven't renewed in a few years, so I don't know what it's going to be like next time I do that.
She encouraged you too.
We haven't had that discussion lately.
Yeah, hey, but that's a good question. So, like, when you go to fill out an insurance policy, like, how do you have? Is it worse for you?
Oh yeah, you know, I mean, I'm a photographer. I mean, that's a pretty low key from an insurance standpoint, you know.
Yeah, okay. I see where this is going.
Okay, so I don't know if I've asked you this before. If we did, we apologize, but I'll ask it again. So, what makes you want to go into the heart of a tornado?
Well, that's a tough question to answer. I mean, Well, listen, when I first started, when I moved to Saskatchewan 25 years ago, I had never witnessed an honest-to-God thunderstorm, okay?
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'd seen some lightning and thunder and stuff, but never one of those honest-to-God prairie thunderstorms from 150 miles away. You can see that thing building up on the horizon. And you know, the first time you experience that, it's awe-inspiring. And do you know anybody who's not obsessed with the weather? I mean, think about the Saskatchewan experience. It happens on Coffee Row. What do they talk about? They talk about the weather.
That's right.
You go down to Oklahoma right now. State of emergency has been for the last few weeks. A good 20-30% of the roads throughout the entire state are closed and blocked off due to flooding and bridges that have been washed away and roads that are flooded out. And they've had, I think, 9 or 10 now straight days of dangerous tornadoes. I mean, weather is dominating the headlines, and it does every year this time of year. Every fall we get, you know, the hurricane stories, and then in the springtime in Saskatchewan and Manitoba you get the flooding, and did we get enough moisture in the soil, and all those things. So weather is omnipresent, and we all are fascinated by it. I'm just taking it to the next level.
We are. Greg Johnson, the tornado hunter, joining us. So what you're saying is, while there's weather, you've got a gig.
I've got a gig, man. I'm recession proof.
That's all. That's like funeral directors. So, yeah. Not trying to tie the two together.
Please don't.
So, but do you use a lot of, like, do they use a lot of your data to predict, or like do you see your job as vital to helping people deal with these situations?
So it's important to realize I'm not a meteorologist. Okay,
right.
I'm not out there doing any research. I look at myself as a freelance reporter. I'm just, we're reporting on what we see. Mm-hmm. We're providing real-time updates to, in Canada, Environment Canada, and in the States down to the National Weather Service. So when we see something, they know it. And hopefully then the giant brains that are sitting behind the computer screens in the war room, they, you know, when they're issuing their warnings and stuff, this just gives them a little bit of added value and getting the forecast correct.
Nice. Greg Johnson, the tornado hunter, joining us. So you were down in Oklahoma, Texas, Nebraska. What's it like down there? You kind of mentioned it, and you're going down again, right?
Yeah, I'm leaving right away. Going to be heading back down again. We've got another round of storms Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's going, you know, it's a weird year. We're probably already twice as many tornadoes in the U.S. As they had all of 2018. And the pattern, and when I say pattern, when you hear weather guys talk about the pattern, what we mean is the jet stream. Where is that jet stream setting up? And typically what happens is the jet stream creates a trough over top of the prairies, and then, you know, that trough dissipates and it turns into a ridge, and then another low pressure system comes through and yada, yada, yada. That's not happening this year. What's happening this year is that jet stream has set up over the U.S. plains, right in Tornado Alley, and it's just been persistent. It's just hovered there for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and the long-range forecast looks like it's going to stay there. And so what that means is more low-pressure systems rolling through, more tornadoes, more rain, more hail, not a good year to be in the southern U.S. plains.
Well, that's scary, man. And Greg Johnson, again, the tornado hunter. I'm not going to lie to you, man. There have been days here where it's a little dark and gloomy, and then I'll see your orange truck drive by, and I go, well, I don't go in that direction. I will go in the opposite direction. So thanks for giving us some awesome footage and some really, yeah, you're right, awe-inspiring photos.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Take care, man, and be safe. You got a wife at home now to support. You got to come back to her.
Yeah, well, I'll, you know, you just keep telling her how important she is in my life, and I'll appreciate it and come on the show whenever you want.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Take care.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Chad and Ballsy, it's Friday, so let's get you a really feel-good story here. This is something to set you off into the weekend.
And a local story, too.
It's so perfect, and it reminds you that we get wrapped up in our jobs, and we get wrapped up in just doing the 9-to-5 sometimes, and we forget that the people around us are exactly that, people, and we forget that they have feelings, and we forget that they live lives. And Brad Tice is an EMT tech, and he was doing patient transfers, and there was a patient. I want to make sure I get this name right. Don Hale was the patient.
Okay.
Being transported from palliative care to hospice.
So basically Don is almost at the end of his journey, unfortunately, right?
Unfortunately, right. And his daughter April Bolt, the whole time he was in palliative care, would bring him an ice cream treat every day.
Awesome.
So they're doing the transfer, and at that point, she hadn't got him his ice cream treat yet.
Huh?
So she went to Brad Tice and said, is it possible for us to make a stop? And he says, of course. Where would you like to stop? Because it's not an emergency.
No, right.
So the EMTs took Mr. Hale to Milky Way ice cream.
That's classic.
On the transfer.
Yeah.
And actually sat with him for 20 minutes while he sat there and ate his Score ice cream.
Score. Good choice, Don. Good choice.
Right. And then transferred him on. And I think that's such a great story. Mm-hmm. Again, it just lets you... puts everything into perspective for you that, you know, even in the last days of your life, you just got to enjoy the simple things. And sometimes it's just
dude wants to score ice cream. And you know what? Brad's like, yeah, he probably had other things to do, but he took time out. That's good.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.